Heavy fighting spreads through Khartoum as tensions between the Sudanese army and a powerful paramilitary force spill over into the streets. The army says it's defending itself from attacks by the rapid support forces across the capital. It's now designating the force as a rebel group.
The RSF is trying to assault many critical positions. Our forces are deployed and discharging their duties defending those positions. Fighting has been underway since this morning until this moment. This is a battle for our national dignity.
But the rapid support forces say their bases were attacked by the army.
This battle will pave the way to a peaceful solution. All those criminals will stand trials. I cannot give a time limit to the fighting. However, we are adamant to end it with the least of losses.
All flights have been cancelled at Khartoum International Airport, where armed men are on the tarmac, and rapid support forces have taken control of state television service Sudan TV. This was the moment the station's broadcast was cut. Tensions between the army and the rapid support forces emerged months after a military takeover in 2021, and they heightened when talks to integrate the RSF into the army stalled.
I really feel very sad and very angry. Actually, I'm enraged. And I say to both of them, shame on you, both of you. You have been entrusted for this great revolution, and you already committed an unsensical coup.
Speaking in Vietnam, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Washington would continue to support Sudan's transition to a civilian-led government.
It's a fragile situation. There are other actors that may be pushing against that progress, but this is a real opportunity to finally carry forward the civilian-led transition, and one that we and other countries are trying to bolster.
People across Sudan are bracing themselves for more fighting, a new crisis, and an uncertain future. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.